inside and lift up your hands, talk in tongues. Scripture says in Jude 1:20, when we speak in tongues, we edify ourselves, we build up ourselves on our most holy faith. We make progress. We are gathered simply to make beautiful progress. We are here to make progress. To make progress, we rise like another prince. We rise higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. All numbers are telling Abraham that of our show. We don't speak in other tongues. We don't energize ourselves. All the naked brothers are telling the red horse. We embody ourselves. We don't speak in other tongues. Don't look at the person beside you. Don't be distracted. Don't think about things that are happening before today. Hallelujah. Just speak in other tongues. Number of Pasha Talek in the Redolson. Leave one of Pasha Talek in the Redolson. You and God, you are in business together this evening. You can be in the presence around you. Just talk in tongues. And put your focus on God. Leave number of Talek in the Redolson. Leave one of Pasha Talek in the Redolson. Have a fire salve. Have a fire salve. Have a fire salve. Number of Pasha Talek. Sita ila la pasta. Maleke in the desert, tell you in the reverse.
Hallelujah. Just keep praying. We stand perfect and complete in all of the will of God for our lives and destiny. Go ahead, pray. Karabasunta legadosha. Legadosa mantala barakata yerigedosa. Le barakasheta yala bankata yerigedosa. Manda legadosa, manda legadosha kataya. Laka supranda gedosa kantaya labosa. Make sure you're connecting your hearts. Must connect. Leka dosa handeri gedosha. Leka sufrada gedosa manda liga dosha. Lekanda lega dosa. Come on, we're praying for ourselves. Iga dosa makashakata. Ega dosa malega doriga dasa. Lembra kataya regedosha kaya ragadosa. Male baroko supregeza. Manda lega dosa kataya labosa. Come on, we stand perfect. We stand complete. Ekando lega dosa kataya labosa. Endo rusha kataya labosa. Kende lega labosa. Endo nosa. In all of the will of God for our lives. In all of the will of God for our lives. Now, keda boka, igadosa kataya labosha. Now, in the name of Jesus, we stand in it. We're standing in it. We're not standing in error. Ligadosa kataya labosa. We do not stand in error. We do not stand. Igadosa kataya labosa ahead of time. Lemarosa kira dosa. We do not stand behind time. Libosa kira gadosa. We stand in time. We stand in accuracy. We stand in accuracy with destiny. We stand with destiny. We stand at the right time. We stand in the right place. We stand with the right sets of people in the name of Jesus. We are in the right company. Lima Rosa in the right company. Igadosa growing in the right company. Lima Rakataya Labosa. Ido Shakira Bosa. Ina Nasa Taya Labosa. Come on, pray. Hallelujah. Pray Karasa Kia Dosa. We are not in error. Lima Nosa and in. Peradventure, if anyone is in error amongst us, we pray right now for correction in a no secretariat. We pray for right positioning in the name of Jesus. Lina Osokoya, Libra Kataya Labosa, Kaya Labosa, right positioning, right incarnation, Lika Sokadasa, Enanusa Kataya Labosa, Mina Nusa Frida Dosha, Lagataya Lagadosa. Come on, we're standing. We're standing. Lima Rosa Freda Dosha. Hey! Stand where God wants us to stand. Woo! Come on, we're standing right. We're standing in position. Hallelujah. Hey, you're all shook up. We're standing in his will, 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 maraba shata yala rosha, eke yeke reke rada rosa, alaba sete giga rosa, oh maraba shata yala rosa, eh. We stand. Come on, go ahead, personalize this prayer. Go ahead, declare that you stand perfect. You stand perfect. You stand in all of the will of God for your life and destiny. Come on, say, I stand. I stand. Come on, for some of us in relationships, I'd like you to go ahead and pray for yourselves that I stand in the right relationship. I stand in the right relationship for my life and destiny. Come on, we stand perfect. We stand moving forward. We stand advancing. Hallelujah. Ela karaba seke elegedosa. Maraba supredai sheke elegedosa. Come on, we stand. Ekaloso. Ebarakate elabosa. Enanosa on our track. Lekalabosa. We are on ekadosa on our lane. Liberakata elaboko rosa. Ekante egedosa. Poro nadosa. Come on, we stand. We stand advancing. We stand moving. We are not stuck. We can't be stranded. Once you are in the will of God, you keep moving. Elamasa, you keep moving. Elanakata, you keep moving. Elekoso koto, you keep moving. Enaragadosa, in the right place. Ekaroso koto, you keep moving. Enanakashata yalabosa, taking the right decisions. In the name of Jesus, alakato yalekerosa, taking the right turnings in life. Ebarasa, ekaroso koto yalabosa. Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So I declare, your steps are ordered. Righteousness. Come on, we stand. Oh, we worship. Bakata yala kosa kata. Oh, we worship you. Yera ba 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 ba. Kaya rakata yala bakata yala bonsa. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe you came here with your Bibles. Help me open your Bibles to Jude chapter 1. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 20, it says, but you, my delightful Lord friends, constantly, progressively, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. How? Praying every moment in the spirit. Glory to God. This is a moment. Amen. This is a moment. So we're just going to pray. We're just going to keep building ourselves on the most holy faith. Glory to God. I like the part that says constantly. I like the part that says progressively. We're ever moving forward, child of God. Ever advancing, child of God. Hallelujah. We're going to do this till the end. Are you ready to build up yourself? Glory to God. Come on, go ahead and say, I make progress. I didn't hear you say, I make progress. Say, I advance. Say, I move forward. I'm constant in it. As I pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, go ahead, pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 We're never on the same level. Come on, church. Never on the same level. 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 You are constantly making progress. Constantly. Every moment in the spirit as you pray, but you are constantly making progress. Your life is not stagnant. My life is not stagnant. We are moving forward. We are advancing. Is anybody stuck in this house? Go ahead, declare to yourself, I move forward. I move forward. You are the prophet over your own life. Speak lekenda rosa. Speak rakataya labosa. Speak handa legedosa. Edadosa. If you have been moving in circles, go ahead and declare, no. I move forward. I move forward. I make progress. Nobody moves you on the same level. Nobody meets you on the same level. You are ever advancing. Ever advancing. In the name of Jesus. Never on the same level. I'm never on the same level. I keep moving by the Spirit. I need you to know that we change levels by the Holy Ghost. We change levels by the Holy Ghost. I said we change levels by the Holy Ghost. We can be the same. We can be the same. We can be the same. Come on, Barabosa. Praying every moment in the spirit. Elagosa. Communicating with your Father. Ekarabosa. Kataya la gada kataya la rey. Come on, I advance. Elekoroso. I move. Ekarabosa. Never on the same level. Ekaroso. Kotoya la bosa. Elanana. Shataya la rey. Eleke. Eteya leketaya rakata yelebosa ekata yelebosa. Come on, give me your best shot as we're going to be rounding up very soon. Elekataya lakatoya rakata yeleketaya eya kabalebosa. I believe everyone God's spoken in this house tonight. Eleketaya lebosa. As we join faith together, ebarakataya leketoya alakataya. You see what the Lord wants you to see. You go to the places the Lord wants you to go. That's how we make progress. By instruction. That's how we make progress. By instructions. That's how we make progress. By the instruction of the Holy Ghost. Come on, give God some praise in this house. Give him some praise in this house. Give him some praise in this house. Give him some praise in this house. I can hear you praising your God. Come on, give him some praise in this house. I can hear you. Elakatoya. Give him praise. Give him praise. He's worthy. He's King. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's Lord. Give him praise tonight. Let alone. We give you praise, oh God. Everyone God's spoken in this house, we receive manifestations in the name of Jesus. We receive. No word falls to the ground. It accomplished purpose. Come on, just lift your hands. Just bask in it. Just bask in it. Let it rise. Oh, shatele baya. Wherever you are, just lift your hands. Just let it rise. Let his worship rise from within you. Selana labadosi tele. Satana baya. Let his praises rise. Let his praises rise. Oh, shele labadosi tele. Oh, just bask in his presence. Just bask in his awesomeness. Rato sanele la labado sate. Oh, shatele. Helele no sate. Oh, Father, we worship your name. We worship your name.
Share.
I'm surrounded. changed by your love, Lord. Come and sing.
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
Come and lift your voices as you make the declaration. Forever. Forever we are changed. Your everlasting love in the presence. One more time, forever, forever I am changed by your love. Oh, you're changed, Lord, in the presence of your majesty. Sing in majesty, majesty. Oh, Shatanele, majesty, majesty. Come and sing it out, majesty. We worship your majesty. Oh, just let his praises rise. He forever reigns in our lives. He forever reigns in our everyday. He forever reigns in everything that concerns us. Shatalaba de Sonamayande. Ebaro soto yoganesa. Oh, Shananamaye.
Tonight, Father, thank you. It's always a beauty to worship in the midst of the brethren, and we thank you. Oh, thank you for your glory. Thank you, thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good evening. All right, help me welcome 2-3 people as you take your seat. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right, so what we're actually having this month of September is, while we're here, Lagos folk and, you know, some of the people are listening in. So you're here, and then some are maybe in traffic, maybe working from home and all of that. So, well, it's been rich so far, isn't it? Prayer was rich, worship was beautiful. Glory to God. So good to see everybody again. Praise God. Now, on Sunday, I might move on a direction. No, it's not happening again. All right, initially, I might have moved on a separate direction on Sunday, and then from that of Wednesday. But I would need to say a number of things tonight. I will touch it a bit on Sunday, so you get much more than a head start. You actually have a fuller picture of this, because Sunday now is like I'm doing like a 3-in-1 kind of teaching on Sunday, but this is just head on, and this lays a foundation that I would still like to encourage everybody on Sunday to get tonight's teaching, or just download it on Spreaker. All right, so 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:23. You might want to call this verse the spiritual anatomy of man. So 1 Thessalonians 5 and then the 23rd verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So I'll use the New King James. All right, so says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'll take it again. Now may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and now may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there we see the anatomy, or what we could refer to as a threefold nature of man. There's a spirit, and then what? The soul, and also what? Now this revelation, when we do not neglect it, is actually a key to Christian victory. This simple revelation here, please endeavor to be focused. This simple revelation here is a major key to victory, something that will lay foundation. So on Sunday, if I'll go back a bit to what I said on Sunday, I was saying on Sunday, all right, about the fact that the day we all got born again, something happened to the spirit, and then the spirit was perfect. But you find out that your mind doesn't come into terms with what happened in your spirit. So you got born again, you were excited about, you know, the joy of the Lord was fresh in your heart. You got back home, maybe 2-3 days after, you know, you got into a fight with a friend, a neighbor, and then someone said, oh, I thought you were a Christian. I didn't you just get born again? I thought you were a Christian. And at that point, if you are coming from, depends on where you're coming from, or the understanding you have, next Sunday when you go back to church and they give what we call the altar call, you find yourself coming out again, because really, the person said, I thought you were a Christian, and you thought to yourself, it's true. If I was a Christian, I shouldn't have fought. All right? Then, the next week again, maybe you were somewhere and then you caught yourself dancing your old dance all over again. And someone looked at you and like, didn't you say you're born again? God forgive me. All right? Then next Sunday again, you end up coming. All right? And I don't need to ask, but I'm sure some of us here got born again like 20 times. You know? Until maybe you realize, hey, now the issue is, man has three parts: spirit, soul, and body. This is a key to Christian victory. The day you got born again, you received a new nature in your spirit, but your mind wasn't affected, your body was not affected. In some instances, there have been a miraculous shift, such that somebody gets born again and gets healed immediately. Something happens in the person's body. Someone gets born again and loses the taste of nicotine immediately. Those things do happen, but they don't always happen to be the norm. However, they happen. All right? But we must have people understand these three parts, because this is where the work is. So, you've gotten this. Let's go to 2 Corinthians now in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll pick it from the 16th verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 16. Paul says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man, I'm using New King James again, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So here, Paul reveals to us that there are now two sides. You almost wonder, okay, I thought you said there were three. Now there are two. We're still saying the same thing. All right? In Thessalonians, because you have to understand, first of all, it's the same writer. Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthian church, and the same Paul also wrote to the the church of Thessalonica or in Thessalonica. All right, so he begins there, we began there, saying spirit, soul, body. Here he talks about the outward man and the inward man. It's not confusing. Question is, have you seen anybody's soul before? No. Have you seen anybody's spirit before? So the soul and the spirit together, therefore, will make up what? The inward man. So it's not confusing, is it? Then the body would automatically be what then? Outward man. All right. So you find that there's an outward man, then there's an inward man. All right. So the outward man clearly is the body, and then the inward man will be the spirit together with the soul. Because your soul and your spirit actually can never be separated. They are always together. So when a person dies, all right, and then, we do all them ashes to ashes and then dust to dust. What is there is the body. The man is not there. All right. So when we say the man is not there, which part of man now? The spirit. All right. Okay. So which part of man is in the grave? The body, which is also the outward man. All right. So which part is not there? The inward man, which is also the spirit and the soul. All right. So we see the outward man here, all right? So it says, the outward man perished, the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, it says, all right, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, the things which are not seen are eternal. So chapter 5 now from verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, please notice, this tent is what? Destroyed. Please read with me. Are you with me? For we know that if our earthly house, this what? Tent is what? Destroyed. We have a building from God. A house not made with hands, eternal where? In heavens. Verse 2. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be what? Clothed with our what? Habitation, which is from? It sounds like it's talking about a building, right? So keep reading. It's not a building. Verse 3. If indeed, having been what? Clothed, we will not be found naked. Verse 4. For we who are in this tent, groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, all right, that immortality may be swallowed up by what? Life. Now he who has prepared us for this very same thing is God, who has given us the earnest of his spirit. Verse 6. So we are always confident, knowing that while we were at home, where? So are you saying he has been talking about body since? Let's read 6 again. For we are always what? Confident, knowing that while we are at home, where? In the body. We are absent from who? All right, 7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. 8 now says, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So that means from verse 5 he's been talking about, from chapter 1, I mean verse 1 of chapter 5, he's been talking about what? Body. So let's go back again to verse 1 with the understanding of body. Because don't forget, this is a letter Paul wrote. So when Paul wrote it, it wasn't broken down into chapters and verses. So when he talked about the outward man in chapter 4, he was talking about what? The body. So that's what he's talking about. So let's read again from verse 1. For we know that if our earthly what? Replace house with what? Body. If our earthly house, body, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building. What is that again? Don't get stuck. What could it be? We have a building. What's the building? From God. A house not made with hands. Is it another body? Shouldn't it be? Now you're stuck. You're like, Someone is wondering, but in my father's house, how many mansions? Okay, are we together? Let's look at this. All right. So don't get stuck. Let's go. For we know that if our what? Earthly house. What's the house there? Body. This tent is destroyed. We have a building from God. A house. Is that body again? Silence. Not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Look at verse 2. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be what? Clothed with what? How do you wear a house? You need to read now to understand. Are we reading? You know, I said on Sunday, you need to come with your Bibles. So this is why. You know, I said there's this thing about underlining it. You are staring it. You can't do that on your phone, most likely. Then go back and like, wow. You know? Bible knowledge is not rocket science. Really. The more you read a verse over and over, you know what happens to you? You become familiar with it. You can quote it even in your sleep. So people say, I like to quote the Bible. What do? Read more. Listen more to messages. You become more familiar. So are you ready? Back to verse 2. Back to verse 2. Are you there? For in this what? We groan, desiring to be what? Clothed with what? What a habitation? House. All right. So how do you become clothed with a habitation? Do you wear a house? You stay in a house. So do you wear it? It's using the word clothes, to wear, to put on. So is he not still talking about the body? So, okay, who thinks it's body now? Do we have more people or less people? Do we need to go further to convince us that it's likely it's body? The conviction is still Bible reading. We have to read it. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be what? Clothed with what? Our habitation from heaven, if indeed having been what? Clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this what? Tent. What's the tent again? Body grown, being burdened, not because we want to be what? Unclothed, but furthermore clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by what? What he's talking about here is now when, you know, the full resurrection power is at work in our body. All right. Now he who has prepared us for this very same thing is God, who has given us also the earnest of his spirit. So we are always confident, knowing that while we were at home, where? We are absent from where? All right. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For we are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from where? The body, and to be present where? With the Lord. So the body is also called a house. Now tell yourself, this is my house. Say, this is my house. You need to say, this is my house, this is my house, this is my house, this is my house. I said, this revelation is key to victory. So when there's a pain in your body, your spirit is not sick. Please hear me well. Because the spirit of a new creation is never sick. Can never be sick. Why? Because in your spirit is the very life and the nature of God. Your spirit is just like Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:4. Please, you need to come to church with your Bibles. We're going to be making so much reference to God's word. Well, that's what church is. All right? No, I said 4:4. Permit me. 4:17. Forgive me. 4:17. All right. 1 John 4:17. What does it say? Love has been perfected where? Amongst us in this, that we may have what? Boldness in the day of judgment, because how many of you know that verse? All right, so as he is, so are we. Wouldn't that be confusing if he was talking about the outer man? So Jesus looks like her, like him, and like him, and like her, and like her, and Jesus looks like everybody, and all of us at the same time looks like Jesus. So what does Jesus look like? So how do you describe Jesus? He's short, he's tall, he's light, he's fair, he's brown, he's yellow, he's green, he's blue. How do you describe him? Because the Bible says, as he is, so are we. So it must be a description of an inward man, not the outer man. It has to be a description of a man inside. Because the day you got born again, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man, beware, in Christ, he becomes what? A new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. So, Bible says all things have become new. So, is it true or it's a lie? Is it true or a lie? So, I was listening to whatever song I was listening to before I went to church. Then I got born again. And then I came back from church. And my friend was playing the song. And I still remember it. But Bible said all things have become new. Why am I remembering the song? So it goes back again to which part became new. The outward man or the inward man. When we say inward man, don't forget that the inward man is now made up of your spirit and your soul. So, is it your spirit that is remembering the song? James said that the spirit, the body without the spirit is dead. You remember that? When I was teaching about faith, it said, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is what? So, a body outside a spirit is dead, but the spirit never dies. Who heard me? Spirits don't die. Spirits are spirits. They live forever. But spirit stays in a body to function here on earth. This is key to victory. Do you know that devils and demons are not legal occupants of this earth? Whatever would legally function on this earth must have a body. So you are the legal occupant. So you could tell the devil, get out of here in the name of Jesus. Why? He's not a legal occupant. But we're afraid of him like he's a landlord. No, the authority the devil had, he collected it from Adam. Adam is a legal landlord, original landlord. So out of disobedience, he handed it over to the devil. Devil became landlord. You can tell the devil, get out. Why? You are the legal occupant. But let's take it slowly. Say outward man. Say inward man. Let me show you how Peter described it. 1 Peter chapter 5. No, chapter 3, please. 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 1. 1 Peter 3, verse 1. It says, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, without the word also they may be won, you know, with the conduct of their wives, when they observe their chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Now, look at verse 3. I only had to read the introduction to get here. Do not let your what? Adornment be merely the outward man. All right? Arranging of hair, wearing of gold, or putting on of what? Apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person, New King James says, of the heart, which is the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. So while Paul says outward man and inward man, Peter says outward man and open book test is right in front of you, right? It's still there. It's on the screen. And if it's not on the screen, it's in your Bible. You need to get this. I'm not reading it to myself. All right. Outward man and what did Peter say? Outward man and what did Paul say? I'm getting an answer from like four people from here. Outward man and what did Peter say? Outward man and what did Paul say? Now, you know, some of us have that. Pastor, no matter what you say, I'm not opening my mouth in church today. Shall I continue? No, be better focus on your message. Me, I'm not opening my mouth. Yeah. In the next few weeks, at least, I will try to enforce it. When you come to church, you just came to school. So get ready. You will adjust, not me. Did you hear me? Who will adjust? You. Ain't shame me. Rara. Yeah, because we have to grow people. We have to grow ourselves. And there's this habit we had when we were all growing up. When the teacher asks a question, we don't talk. But you know, sometimes not talking, you don't get to know whether you were right or wrong. So we bring the same into spiritual things. This is Christian education. Don't bring the same thing to church. Express it. If it's wrong, it's family. We'll point it out correctly. Is that simple enough? This is church. This is church. So please, when you come, your writing materials, your Bible, please, and also respond. You will respond. You will learn it. All right? Because I'm not asking you to say something else. So what did Peter say? Outward man and... So where is your outward man? So if someone dies now, you say, is the person still there? Who is the person, Seth? So when someone falls to the ground and is dead, is the spirit still there? Are you sure? You know, Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die. You know, Bible did not say there is an appointed time to die. Who heard me well? Bible did not say there's an appointed time to die. It only said it is appointed for man to die once. So some people want to enter airplane. They say, what if it's the pilot's appointed time? All right? There is no appointed time. All right? Now, generally speaking, let's not enter the exception to the rule. Now, so I need to put this so you get it. So we've learned spirit, soul, and what? Body. Then we've learned outward man and... Or outward man and hidden man of hidden person of the heart. New King James. Well, regular King James uses hidden man of the heart. Now, let me take you to Luke chapter 16. Luke 16. Quite an interesting happening here. You know, when Jesus tells a parable, we're told that he told a certain parable, right? But in Luke 16, he tells us about Lazarus and the rich man. And I must let you know that it was not a parable. So how do you know when it's not a parable? Follow the line and you see it. Verse 19. Luke 16, 19. And he begins by saying what? Luke 16, 19. Don't wait for the screen. So when Jesus uses the word certain, it's not a parable. Did you get that? When the Bible uses certain... It's not a parable. Certain. It means it happened. All right? So there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain, again, beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, so that it was the beggar, you know, so it was that the beggar died and was what? Carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was. End of story. He didn't have any reception. Yeah? Who noticed that? Yeah. What happened to the beggar when he died? Angels attended to him. What happened to the rich man when he died? Full stop. It's important. I'm serious, very important. It's Bible study when you have to look at why was the Bible just silent? Rich man died and was bam. But how do you get the answer? Keep reading. All right, rich man died and was buried. Okay, so 23, being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm in torment in the flame of his fire. Pause. Bible reading. Are you? Let's not rush this thing. Is that all right? Yeah, we don't have forever, I know, but let's not rush it. Sorry, which part of man is talking here? Outward or inward? Are you sure? Yes, it sounds like outward man. Let's see it again. Sorry, 24. Then he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to deep what? Inward man or outward man? He has finger. Anybody thinking? I'm doing that for your sake. He has finger. Inward man. Because when you think of spirit, I think some people in their minds, they think of an amoeba. Formless, shapeless. You know, maybe you grew up watching Casper the Ghost. Or I just think something just floating everywhere. No. The spirit is a man. Inward man. Man. The spirit is a man. You get what I'm saying? All the faculties your body has, basically. The spirit expresses them. Because the body takes that form. Because God said, let us make man where? In our image, does God have finger? So the spirit will have finger. Does God have eyes and nose and hand? Can God talk? So, you know, all of our existence is limited to the realm of the body. So you think it's only your body. I mean, Jesus is talking to human beings in front of him and he said, let he that has an ear. Which ear? They have ears. It is slapped beside their head. So who is he talking to? He's saying there's an outer one. There's an inner one. This is victory. This is basic here. But what happens is we now assume we've grown so much in and we've abandoned this basic, and then it affects us. So, he's saying, let Lazarus, you know, dip the, cool my tongue. He has tongue. I'm in torment. And Abraham said, son, what's the next word there?
Remember.
That means the inward man can also what? That means memory is not a faculty of the brain or a function of the brain. Sorry, is brain physical or? Brain is physical? Skull is physical. So when a person dies, where is the brain? So when a person is buried, where is the brain? And then a spirit can still. That means remembrance is not in your brain. So you don't say, I'm getting older, I'm forgetting things. No, you're saying your brain is aging. But your inward man is always what? Renewed day by day. Because a dead person was told to do what? Remember. But where is his body? He's been buried. I mean, the rich man died and was buried. So his body was buried. So that wasn't his body being talked to. So the brain was not there. And he was told to remember. Are you hearing me now? So, all right. So it says, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things. And Lazarus in his lifetime, what did he receive? Lazarus was poor, wasn't it? That means poverty is evil. Bible study. Lazarus received what? Evil things. So Lazarus was poor, couldn't do anything, cause it evil. The guy was rich, enjoying things, cause it good. So he says, oh, is that why he went to hell? Because he had good things? That would be inaccurate because the Abraham he was talking to was very, very rich. Do you get that now? So it wasn't about richness. It was obviously about righteousness. All right? Good works and evil work. All right. All right. And likewise, Now, 26. And besides all this, between you and us, there's what? A great gulf fixed. All right. So that those who want to pass from here, there cannot. Those who want to pass from there, here. All right. Then it says, I beg you, send, someone to my father's house. I have five brothers. And, he needs to testify to them so they don't come here. Abraham said, ha, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes from here, from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, if they did not hear Moses and the prophets, then that would they be persuaded, though someone will rise. And it's just clear truth. It's clear truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So we'll start rounding up on that. So what have we learned? Man is spirit, soul, and body. Man has the outward and inward, all right? And he also is referred to as the hidden man of the earth. Is that clear to everybody? All right. So what part is the outward man? Body. What part is the inward man? Spirit and soul. All right. So we need to look at a few other things, but not today. Because you must understand, let's run through quickly Romans 12, 1 and 2 on our way to 1 Corinthians 3. Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Are you there? All right. So it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your... Hold on. It's telling you what to do with your body. What do you do with your body? Present your body a living sacrifice. What's a living sacrifice? All right. A sacrifice, ideally, you will kill the animal and offer it up, right? So imagine, so that means you're going to roast it, but you've killed it. Imagine you being roasted, but you're still alive. So you are presenting yourself, meaning you have a will, but you submit your will to the will of God. Anybody getting that? You present your body a living, not dead. Your will is intact. Your feelings are intact. Your emotions are intact. But you say, I submit it to the plan and the agenda of God. So that's you submitting your body. All right? You present your body. You declare your body holy and acceptable unto God. But how do you do that? It's an act. And Bible calls it worship. We'll deal with that later. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the... I know you know it, but I hope you're looking at it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will. So what you do with your bodies, you present it. What you do with your mind? You renew it. If you stop renewing it, it will stop being transformed. Renewal of mind is not a one-time effort. It is a lifelong project. It's something you do and you keep doing and you keep doing, because if you stop doing it, you will not be able to prove what the will of God is. All right? So, I have spirit, I have soul, I have body. We've not looked at that, but I quickly add that because of time. So you feed your spirit with God's word, all right? And fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Is that okay? So what do you do with your soul? You renew your mind. What do you do with your body? You present your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 3, 1, 3, 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto... Please note the language here. That's one more thing you're learning before we close. I, brethren, could not speak to you as to what? Spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes. Not babe, like babe, fine girl. Babe, as in baby. Hope you get that now. All right? I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto babies, carnal. All right? Babies in Christ. For I fed you with what? Milk, and not with solid food. For up until now, you were not able to receive it. Even now, you are still not able to use it. For you are still carnal. For where there is envy, strife, division among you, are you not what? Carnal and behaving like? Notice, behaving like, behaving like, behaving like is simile, yes or no? So if I say you are behaving like a fish, are you a fish? If I say you behave like a cat, are you a cat? If I say you behave like a monkey, are you a monkey? So now it says you are behaving like, finish it. Yeah, so what does it mean? The new creation is not a mere man. This is simple, but this is deep. It's rich. This affects our functionality. The believer in Christ is not an ordinary person. So I say, all these things. Hey, all of us are just human beings. Some of us are not just human beings. Please understand that. The person born again has divinity resting inside him. But like I said, let's not rush. So, but here already, Paul now mentions three categories. Two, rather. It talks about the spiritual person and also what? Carnal. So, who would be the carnal person? You have to understand, carnal. Carnal means flesh. All right? To be led by or driven by flesh. So, that means someone is born again, but is not growing like he or she should grow, because the flesh is controlling most of what the person is thinking or saying or doing. So, what we refer to the person as? Carnal. And here Paul calls, it says, wherever there's envy, strife, and divisions amongst you, you're carnal. Then we'll go to chapter 2. So I want you to see the third one. Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the 13th verse. 1 Corinthians 2, 13. It says, these things I speak, these things we also speak, not in words that man's wisdom teaches, but in words which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing what? Spiritual things unto spiritual. Now read verse 14 with me. Let's go. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually. So three categories now. So first learned the anatomy, which is spirit, soul, and body. And then we've seen that the body is the outward man. And then the inward man, or the hidden man, is the soul and the spirit, which we saw in the case of Lazarus and the rich man. The man could remember, the man could have feelings, the man could be in torment, meaning his soul was alive and active, because the soul and the spirit are always together. So now we come here to classification. Natural man, carnal man, spiritual man. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man is one that is not born again. Natural. That's clear enough. The natural man is not born again. He's natural. He's a natural person. He's not born again. He's of Adam. The spiritual person, who is he? The new creation in Christ. Who is the carnal person? Born again, but flesh ruled. Is that simple enough? So we're all as a church, you know, I'll touch this last part a bit on Sunday. We're all as a church needing to make a decision. We obviously are not natural because we're born again. So we either maintain a spiritual journey or we want to keep having bouts with carnality here and there. But I trust I want to grow. Is that okay? And then we'll go on deeper, go on further. This helps. Because when it comes to hearing from God, who do you think God speaks to, the outward man or the inward man? But when we get to the inward man, which one, the soul or the spirit? Spirit. So you find people trying to hear from God, but they're trying to feel what God is saying. Feeling is the voice of your emotion. So the spirit is not feeling. So that's why sometimes when you're praying, you know what happens? You start getting tired. It's not your spirit that is getting tired. It's the body. It's not your spirit that is wandering and getting distracted. It's the mind. So when it comes to hearing from God, this division helps you. When it comes to walking by faith, like I said earlier, when it comes to health and healing, your spirit is never sick. Never ever. Can never be. Your spirit doesn't know sickness. Anybody ever been afraid here before? All right? We should raise our hands and legs, right? But which part of you did you think was afraid? Because there's no fear in your spirit. God has not given you. Your spirit doesn't understand fear. Why? Because he's full of perfect love. And perfected love casts out fear. So fear can only come into the realm of the soul. That's where it comes to. Fear doesn't come from inside you. I know it feels like it came from inside. Your stomach started rumbling. You couldn't sit well. You couldn't eat. The food wasn't staying. Anybody been there before? So it looked like it was coming from within. Don't forget, your soul is also inside. All right? But the fear comes primarily from external things. Information you hear. Things you see. Things you... And then you start working on it in your mind. And let me say this. And, you know, the first thought that comes to you is not always your thought. I've ever, you know, let me be careful with the example. Okay, but let me use this one, it's fine. I've ever stood, you know, somewhere, like a tall place, and you felt jumped down. Anybody? So that thought comes to you, and someone says, you are suicidal. No, you're not. No, but that's how the devil starts with some people. You're suicidal. No, I'm not. Jesus also thought of jumping down. Was he suicidal? I say, when did Jesus want to jump down? Jesus, refresh your mind. Because we paint it as, so the devil came and told him, if you jump down, God will tell his angels to catch you. So how did the devil come? You know, when you watch that old school Jesus of Nazareth, there was a snake in the movie. That was one. But no. And then some of you think it was just one guy with three horns and seven tails. It could have just been a thought. Look down. It's foul. Jump now. You have just fasted 40 days. You have power. Jump. And Jesus did not answer thought with thought. He countered the thought with the word of God. Are you getting this now? So the first thought that comes to you, slap him. That thought is not always your thought. The thought becomes yours when you take it. So in Matthew 6, Jesus said, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? It means a thought will come, but do not take it. How do you take a thought? When you start chewing on it more. It's true. No food though. What do we do? You think it more, you chew on it, or you voice it and act on it. Then you take it. I like the way Ken Hagin said it. He said, you might not be able to stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop that bird from building a nest. Yeah, thoughts can come. Let them pass as they are coming. Thoughts you don't act on, please hear me. Thoughts you do not act on, thoughts you do not voice out, thoughts you do not meditate on, they will die unborn. If you don't act on them, you don't think on them, You don't voice them out. They will die the way they came. They just go. But when you give them attention, then they become yours. As simple as this teaching is, it's classic. Spirit, soul, body. So we end tonight. We'll pick it up again a lot more next Wednesday. Is that fine? Come with your notebooks, please. Come with your writing materials. Come with your Bible. It'll be nice. You can, I never seen this verse before. Then you underline. Then you underline. Then you underline. Then you underline. Is that all right? It's good. Sunday, I'll touch it a little bit. Like I said, Sunday, about three directions we're going to. You know, but we'll just tie it all up together. So have you learned something? So when you feel pain in your body, don't start with, I am sick. Because you cannot be sick. Which you? But there's pain where? So you're not denying the pain. I will explain all that very well next week. Because you don't deny things. But you look at it and say, body in the name of Jesus. Smith Wigglesworth was asked, how do you feel? He said, I don't ask Smith how he feels. I tell Smith how he should feel. That's faith. And Benson Dawson, I used to say the same thing too. See, I don't tell my body. I mean, my body doesn't tell me what it wants. I tell my body. Because if you leave the body to itself, it wants food, it wants sex, it wants entertainment. That's why you can watch a movie and you're up all night. You open your Bible 45 minutes, you have slept off. Have you been there before? It's time to pray, you sleep. It's time to watch a movie, binge it, Netflix. Your eyes are like neon light, floodlight. You wonder where the coffee came from. Why? The way we've trained our body, it's time to retrain ourselves again. Are you ready for this? Praise God. Lift your hands and give Him praise. Thank Him. I'm sure you learned something. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. Thank you that now I know that there's an outward man and inward man. Now I know that there's no fear in me. So maybe you're here. Fear has been harassing you. Tell it, now I know you're not inside me. Now I know that I'm a fearless being. I'm a fearless spirit. There's no fear in me. So I speak to you, fear. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. If you're listening online, just do the same thing. I speak to you, fear. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. If it's a pain in your body, tell it. Body, this is my house. I live here. I live here. And Jesus did not just die for you. My spirit died for my body too. So body, you line up with the word of God. Speak to your body. Speak to your body. Speak to your body. Speak to your body in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You speak to your body. Sometimes you're feeling down. Learn from the psalmist. He spoke to his own soul. Why so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Sometimes you don't feel like, but you tell yourself, I'm going to do it. You move by the dictates of your spirit. You don't allow your mind or your body to tell you things. Your body will keep saying, I'm weak, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm tired. That's all the body wants to do. But you tell the body, no, in the name of Jesus, we're strong. In the name of Jesus, you speak to your body. Take God's word, you bring it to it and say, body, this is the word of God. Body, this is the word of God. Body, this is the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Learn something? All right. Pastor King's in the house. I saw someone walking. Well, I'm like, we spoke today, but he didn't say it was coming. Good one. Praise God. Amen. Let's leave here. I'll see you guys on Sunday.
Hallelujah. So somebody just wants to say thank you, sir, for the word. Wow. And I'm sure the way Reverend will be excited is in him seeing us grow and run with the word. Praise God.